Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell, and happy Thanksgiving. Today, I'd like to begin on a serious note and end on a lighter note. First, this from an author unknown, Thanksgiving Thoughts for Us All. Be thankful you don't already have everything you desire. If you did, what would there be to look forward to? Be thankful when you don't know something, for it gives you the opportunity to learn. Be thankful for the difficult times. During those times, you grow. Be thankful for your limitations, because they give you opportunities for improvement. Be thankful for each new challenge, because it will build your strength and character. Be thankful for your mistakes. They will teach you valuable lessons. Be thankful when you're tired and weary, because it means you've made a difference. It's easy to be thankful for the good things. A life of rich fulfillment comes to those who are also thankful for the setbacks. Gratitude can turn a negative into a positive. Find a way to be thankful for your troubles, and they can become your blessings. Again, that's from an article entitled Thanksgiving Thoughts for Us All. The author is unknown. Well, the following advice probably comes too late for most of us. It's called Crazy Turkey Thoughts, and again, the author is anonymous, probably for a good reason. If you prefer to do your own cooking this Thanksgiving, your first step is to calculate how much turkey you need. Home economists tell us that the average 155-pound person consumes 1.5 pounds of turkey. So if you're planning to have 14 relatives for dinner, you'd simply multiply 14 times 1.5 times 155, which means your turkey should weigh, let's see, carry the two, 3,255 pounds. Now, if you can't find a turkey that size, you should call up selected relatives and explain to them in a sensitive and diplomatic manner that they can't come because they weigh too much. Well, something doesn't quite add up right with that math equation. What do you think? Well, again, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for listening. Thank you for your support. And if you're thankful for WRVM, please remember that it's your prayers and gifts that make this radio ministry possible. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Suring, Wisconsin, 54174. Or make a gift online at WRVM.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.